Black holes are some of the strangest and most fascinating objects in outer space. They are extremely dense, with such strong gravitational attraction that even light cannot escape their grasp if it comes near enough. Albert Einstein first predicted the existence of black holes in 1916 with his general theory of relativity. The term black hole was coined many years later in 1967 by American astronomer John Wheeler. After decades of black holes being known only as theoretical objects, the first physical black hole ever discovered was spotted in 1971. Then, in 2019, the Event Horizon Telescope EHT collaboration released the first image ever recorded of a black hole. The EHT saw the black hole in the center of galaxy M87 while the telescope was examining the event horizon, or the area past which nothing can escape from a black hole. The image maps sudden loss of photons. It also opens up a whole new area of research in black holes, now that astronomers know what the black hole looks like. So far, astronomers have identified three types of black holes: stellar black holes, supermassive black holes, and immediate black holes. When a star burns through the last of its fuel, the object may collapse or fall into itself. For smaller stars, those up to about three times the Sun's mass, the new core will become a neutron star or a white dwarf. But when a larger star collapses, it continues to compress and creates a stellar black hole. Black holes formed by the collapse of individual stars are relatively small, but incredibly dense. One of those objects packs more than three times the mass of the Sun into the diameter of the city. This leads to a crazy amount of gravitational force pulling on objects around the object. Stellar black holes, then, consume the dust and gas from other surrounding galaxies, which keeps them growing in size. According to the Harvard Simsothian Center of Astrophysics, the Milky Way contains a few hundred million stellar black holes. Small black holes populate the universe, but their cousins, supermassive black holes, dominate. These enormous black holes are millions or even billions of times as massive as the Sun, but are about the same size and diameter. Such black holes are thought to lie at the center of pretty much every galaxy, including the Milky Way. Scientists are certain how such large black holes spawn. Once these giants have formed, they gather mass from the dust and gas around them, material that's plentiful in general galaxies, allowing them to grow to even more enormous sizes. Supermassive black holes may be the result of hundreds or thousands of tiny black holes that merge together. Large gas clouds could also be responsible for collapsing together a rapidly accelerating mass. A third option is the collapse of a stellar cluster, a group of stars all falling together. Fourth, supermassive black holes could arise from large clusters of dark matter. This is a substance that we can only observe through its gravitational effect on other objects. However, we don't know what dark matter is composed of because it does not emit light and cannot be directly observed. Scientists once thought that black holes came in only small or large sizes, but recent research has revealed the possibility of that mid-sized or intermediate black holes, IMBHS, could exist. Such bodies could form when the stars in a cluster collide in a chain reaction. Several of those IMBHS forming in the same region could then eventually fall together in the center of a galaxy and create a supermassive black hole. In 2014, astronomers found what happened to be an intermediate-mass black hole in the arm of a spiral galaxy. Astronomers have been looking very hard for these medium-sized black holes. A study co-author Tim Roberts of the University of Durham in the United Kingdom said in a statement, "There have been hints that they exist, but IMBHS have been acting like a long-lost relative that isn't interesting in being found." New research from 2018 suggests that these IMBHS might exist in the heart of dwarf galaxies or very small galaxies. Observations of 10 such galaxies, 5 of which were previously known to science before this latest survey, revealed X-ray activity from common black holes, suggesting the presence of black holes from 36,000 to 300,000 16,000 solar mass. The information came from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, which examines about 1 million galaxies and can detect the kind of light often observed coming from black holes that are picking up nearby debris. Black holes have three layers, the outer and inner event horizon, and the singularity. The event horizon of a black hole is the boundary around the mouth of the black hole, past which light cannot escape. Once a particle crosses the event horizon, it cannot leave. Gravity is constant across the event horizon. The inner region of a black hole where the object's mass lies is known as its singularity, the single point in space-time where the mass of the black hole is concentrated. Scientists can see black holes the way they can see stars and other objects in space. Instead, astronomers must rely on detecting the radiation black holes emit as dust and gas are drawn into the dense creatures. But supermassive black holes lying in the center of the galaxy may become shrouded by the thick dust and gas around them, which can block the stellar emissions. Sometimes, as matter is drawn toward a black hole, it reoccurs off the event horizon and is hurled outwards, rather than being tugged into the maw. Bright jets of material traveling at near relativistic speeds are created. Although the black hole remains unseen, these powerful jets can be viewed from great distances. The Event Horizon Telescope's image of a black hole in M87, released in 2019, was an extraordinary effort requiring 2 years of research even after the images were taken. That's because the collaboration of telescopes, which stretch across many observatories worldwide, produces an astounding amount of data that's too large to transfer by internet. With time, researchers expect to image over black holes and build up a repository of what the objects look like. The next target is like Sagittarius A, which is a black hole in the center of our own Milky Way galaxy. Sagittarius A is intriguing because it's quite unexpected, which may due to magnetic fields smoothing its activity, a 2019 study reported. Another study that year showed that cool gas halo surrounds Sagittarius A, which gives unpredicted insight into what the environment around a black hole looks like. So that will be all for today, folks. I hope you really like my podcast. This has been Stuff You Should Know About Space. Next podcast will be around on Friday, I promise. Before that, I hope you had a very good day, and bye-bye.